It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I feel bad as I've been asking Paul to join me like every day this week, basically. Well, it's, you know, Sabres development camp. That's what happens, you know. It's what we do. I saw him yesterday working hard down at Lecom Harbor Center. It was a good day, though, Paul. Good crowd on hand. That was nice for July 4th. Good crowd to watch the 3-on-3 tournament. By the way, good morning to you. Hope you had a good 4th, and it was a good day yesterday.
Yeah, it was, and good morning to you. And it was a very good crowd. Good to see all the kids down there, and you know, they were into it, so it was nice to see. And you know, sometimes you get carried away with all the negativity that you hear from people about, you know, 13 years and the whole thing, and you wonder if there are going to be two people that show up. But no, they were enthusiastic. They were there ready to go, and it was great to see the fans there.
You said to me the other day, the guy that stood out to you was Helenas. And certainly he did to me. We were sitting down there and watching him pretty closely. I was. And then that shootout goal was just fantastic. Not many guys would be able to do that. Stopped on a dime, made a great move, and buried it. And, yeah, he certainly is a little bit different.
Yeah, especially against guys his own age. I mean, he was head and shoulders above everybody else, not just with the shootout goal, but with just almost a mature game that he had. And again, still a real puck hawk, you know, always, you know, on the puck. If he doesn't have it, he's going to get it. Seems to make the right decisions, a very good passer. He seems like he makes the guys he's on the ice better when he's out on the ice with them. Good shooter, you know, he also had some assists, not only to the two goals plus the shootout goal. He had some assists the game, and pretty, you know, I think he was by far, and there were some other good performances, but I think by far he was the best player on the ice and one of the big reasons his team won the 3-on-3 tournament.
Paul Hamilton here on the West Her Hotline. Anybody else that stood out to you during the 3-on-3 tournament in that particular setting?
Yeah, Stefan Sadarnian, the Russian third-round pick in 2021, he had 4 goals in the 3 games. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, because he's a guy that he's the Russian player that went to college hockey and played 2 years at New Hampshire, but decided to transfer just because I think he was looking for more ice time. He liked New Hampshire. And you know, liked the school, liked the coaches, but decided after 2 years to transfer, was going to go to Northern Michigan. The coaching staff left, so now he decommitted there, and right now he doesn't have a team. So he's looking for another college team. Told me maybe in the next week or two he'll have a team to play on. Really looked good, very good in the games, and had some breakaways. Every time he had a breakaway, he converted. I mean, I liked him a lot. And another guy that you know, you probably Miedema, who you may not be expecting. He was a 4th round pick, Ethan Miedema, in 2023. He had a good tournament too. He scored a lot of goals for Team Robert. And, you know, I didn't notice him as much during the week, but certainly noticed him. He was all around the net and converted, you know, almost every opportunity he got throughout. And a guy I noticed throughout the week and did score a goal. He might have had the first or second goal in the 3-on-3 was Zimmer. Just has a heck of a shot. I mean, he can just rip it. And I remember watching him in a drill. It was a 3-on-3. They put the nets at the blue line, and they have a 3-on-3 in the neutral ice area. And he scored from the outskirts. It wasn't even on the off wing. He just ripped it under the crossbar and then had 3 beautiful goals. You know, just deked the goalie right out of his shorts and scored then. And, you know, he's a guy that was you know, on the U.S. National Development Program. He was their captain, and going to the University of Minnesota in the fall. But he has an elite shot, and somebody that was very noticeable during the drills and all through camp. He was the Sabres' third-round pick this year. You know, I was kind of, a couple of us were saying, I wonder why he lasted in the third round, just watching him go up against guys his own age. And it might have been, you know, he's not 6 foot, so it might have been size that maybe teams didn't go after him until the third round. But, boy, just watching him go up against guys his own age, I think the University of Minnesota has a good one.
Paul, you got the chance to hear from new Sabres, Dennis Gilbert, Sam Lafferty. You wrote about Lafferty at our website, WGR550.com. What'd you learn from either of these guys about their style of play, what they're intending, what roles they're going to play here in Buffalo, and the reason why they maybe even signed here?
Well, Dennis Gilbert, of course, I mean, he had the opportunity to come here and, you know, play for his hometown team. It's like a dream come true for him. You know, he's like, boy, I get that opportunity, and he really is looking forward to it. And he brings an element to the defense that the Sabres don't have a lot of other than Clifton. You know, you're not going to take advantage of teammates when he's on the ice, and he's going to play a good, tough style of defense, and he's going to be very difficult to play against, kind of the theme of the signings that Buffalo had this year. Jason Zucker is just on a one-year deal, but he liked what he heard from Kevin Adams about what the Sabres are trying to build here. He feels he can step into a top six role if he's asked to do that. And, you know, that was the one thing he said, you know, because 2 years ago he really put up numbers in Pittsburgh, and last year he didn't. He said, well, Arizona had a couple of top-end guys, but he said, I never really got the opportunity to play with them. That's not what they wanted. So they asked me to do something different. So, you know, he didn't have the numbers last year in Arizona, and then he wound up at the end of the year in Nashville for the playoffs. So, you know, he said he kind of can't wait to play for Lindy Ruff. And, you know, he's played with other guys. He's actually played with Rafferty in Pittsburgh. He's played with Tuck in Minnesota. He mentioned Rafferty, that he's really likes the way he plays. He likes the way he skates. He's excited that, you know, he's going to be here with the Sabres. He said he has a crazy amount of speed. There's a lot of physicality in what he'll bring. And, you know, so he was excited that Lafferty was part of it. And Lafferty is excited to be here, too, just from the fact that, you know, he wants to be a part of, you know, he said he was excited to hear what the Sabres wanted. And not, it's just not just him that's coming in to be hard to play against. He's got other guys that are going to be with him. Yeah, Abe Kubel, a guy that, you know, he said he's competed against many times, and he's very difficult to compete against, and he's looking forward to being out there with him and being part of that type of a group. You know, he said he's always, you know, he thought the Sabres were a good team when he's played against them. And, you know, now that he's here, he thinks he can bring those types of elements to the game. You know, he doesn't mind being a guy who starts the play in the defensive zone. He doesn't mind being a guy that kills penalties. He doesn't mind being the guy that's tough to play against out there. And here with Malenstein and Abe Kubel and Gilbert and those guys. And, you know, you put Clifton now in that role, too. Before, it was basically just Clifton by himself. You know, and nobody else really was around to help him. And it makes players better to have guys like him. And what I mean by that is, you know, Thompson and Tuck and Quinn, that group of guys, when they know they have guys like this behind them that have their backs, it allows them to play freer. It allows them, they don't have to worry about, you know, Tage Thompson, a couple of times you saw him jump in for teammates, and then now you got Tage Thompson fighting. Well, do you really want Tage Thompson in the penalty box for 5 minutes and risking injury by, you know, fighting because there's nobody else? And so he's going, well, somebody's got to stand up for our teammates, so I'm going to, type of a scenario. So when you only had Clifton, basically, to do that, and you leave Darlene to basically fend for himself, when those guys they know that they have backup now. They know that they have teammates that are going to be there for them. It makes them better players. So I think it's just going to help all the way around.
Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. Paul's reports on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. A guy that I actually liked watching during the development camp in the 3-on-3 tournament was the goaltender, Ratzlaff. I thought that he played pretty well. Now, obviously, this is a guy that, you know, we're not expecting necessarily to make a contribution, but feels like their goaltending situation is pretty healthy. I know they had to sign James Reimer, but just kind of going through the organization, I thought Ratzlaff did a pretty good job. And honestly, Paul, it's the one thing that it seems like this team has always had, save for a few years here or there.
Yeah, I agree with you. He must have made at least four breakaway saves in the tournament, and I thought was the best goalie of the four throughout the week and throughout the tournament. Now, he's only 19 years old. He turned 19 in March, and he was just drafted in 2023, a fifth-round pick. Now, he has, you know, gone through 3 years now with the Seattle Thunderbirds in the WHL, and spent a little time with Rochester, too, just after the Thunderbirds season was over. He, spent some time there with Seth Appert and the group and practiced and was around. I think he dressed as a backup, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I remember that correctly, but I believe he did. So he has that experience under his belt now, but... Yeah, I thought of all the goaltenders there, he was the best, and boy, he was just lights out on breakaways. It seemed like he had to face more tough shots than anybody else did in the 3-on-3, and he was up for it.
Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. All right, Paul, you also, real quick, for our Rochester listeners and audience, Michael Leone spoke to the media. What do we know about Michael Leone, and what did you learn from him? He's the new Rochester Americans coach, of course, Seth Appert now up on the big club.
Well, folks were around. They didn't see him the first two days because Leone and his wife welcomed a new
Leone,
child.
Leone, I'm sorry. Is that how you say his name? My apologies.
What's that?
Leone, is that Leone is how you say his name? My apologies.
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you.
He and his wife welcomed a child, and I believe it was a daughter, into the world. So okay. he was able to come to the back half. So normally the Rochester coaching staff run the drills and they run everything, which I think Adam Mayer did the first day and Nathan Pace did the second day, and then Leone was there for the third day and for this. So he said he went to dinner with a lot of the prospects the day before the 3-on-3 because some of them are going to be Rochester Americans either this year or next and down the road. So he just wanted to get to know them. He, of course, was very impressed with what he saw from Hellenius. And, he liked some of the other ones, too. So it was an opportunity for, because his assistant coaches hadn't met him in person yet. So, they had talked, of course. But this is the first time he had an opportunity to sit down with them and meet them in person and, figure out what they want to do. They said they went over all the forwards that they possibly might be Vinny Prospo, and he went over all the forwards that could possibly wind up in Rochester this year and, what Vinny Prospo thought of them and the ones that had been in Rochester before. So he's kind of jumping in, and he got an opportunity to at least meet everybody and be around, but he was only around for half the camp.
By the way, it's so funny, Vinny Prospel. Think about his name. I mean, it happens all the time where these guys, they become coaches. You're like, man, I remember when he played, right? Vinny Prospel. Remember him playing back in the mid-90s, you know what I mean?
I don't know if you saw him over there. He was coaching Team Robert. He went nuts.
Wow.
Like three different times he exploded on the referees.
Oh, really?
And at first I thought maybe he was kidding around, but he wasn't. He was into it. He wanted to win that tournament, and he went absolutely crazy a couple of times on the referees. And I've never seen that during the 3-on-3.
Paul, real quick to round out the coaching staff. So there was a lot, you know, that happened when they hired Lindy Ruff. A lot of it was made about who was coming back, who wasn't. Looks like everything's set, right? Mike Bales, Matt Ellis, Marty Wilford's back. Then Justin White and Amir Gulati were also added, I believe. But I think that is it then. It doesn't feel like there's going to be any more changes here now that Leone is also in charge of the Amerks. And, of course, oh, yeah, man, and where's and Seth Appert is up as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Seth Appert is with the team, and
yep,
they jumped right in. I mean, first day that Lindy Ruff was the coach of the Sabres, he sat down with Matt Ellis and Marty Wilford, and they started going over players and film,
mm-hmm.
and they started telling Lindy Ruff, "Well, this is what we've got here," and they started looking at film immediately. Lindy Ruff wanted to see, how do these guys play? What do you guys see? Tell me where our strengths are. Tell me where you think our weaknesses are. Show me, you know, on film what it is. And they jumped in immediately. And Seth Appert also can come in and immediately, you know, tell him, okay, this is what I think you have in Jiří Kulik. Where is he in his development? What did you think of Anton Wahlberg when he came up for 9 games last year and I thought looked pretty good? You know, how about the 2 young Russian defensemen? One isn't there yet. He'll start this year. But the other one, you know, had been down there. Nikita Novikov, where is he at? Ryan Johnson, what did you think of him when he was down there? I mean, he can really give the update on the prospects and who does he think is ready? Who does he think might be able to contribute? All those types of things. So, as I said, Lindy Ruff did not waste any time. I think when he was introduced, he had already had at least one session with his assistant coaches where they had sat down and were talking and going over film and talking about things.
All right, Paul. Well, listen, by the way, how was your fourth last night? And we talked a little bit about it. Did you ever wind up see some fireworks over at your place or what?
Nope. I relaxed a little bit and just watched a little TV, and I didn't do fireworks. I normally do, but I didn't walk down there yesterday. So I was just finally got done with what I needed to get done, and it was just and now, well, you know, after I talked to you, I'm actually have a pass for the Savannah Bananas tonight.
Love it.
So I'll be down covering that, and but in the meantime, I have to get outside because my house looks like nobody's lived here in 5 years. So I have to get.
Well, that's because you've been covering development camp for the last
week. I have to get the lawn cut. I have to do some things. So that's going to be my mission when we're done.
Well, listen, I appreciate you all week. I know you've been working hard down at development camp. Look for a whole bunch of green jerseys tonight at Savannah Bananas. We'll be there with a whole bunch of North Buffalo baseball kids. So
oh, you're
have
going
fun
excellent.
Tonight as well.
Excellent. Yeah, we're going with the same events lately.
All the time. Hey, that's what happens when you do this. And then, we'll be there with a bunch of baseball kids. It should be fun. Enjoy Savannah Bananas tonight. Thank you so much for the week. I really appreciate it, and we'll catch up soon.
Oh, anytime. And, I hope you and the kids enjoy tonight, too.
All right, Paul. Thanks a lot. Paul Hamilton there on the West Her Hotline. Sabres development camp is over. 3-on-3 tournament is over. What do they do next? Prospects challenge. That comes up. Training camp not far after that. Regular season starts in Prague after they go to Munich for a couple of games for end of the preseason. Home opener October 10th. It comes quick. We're already past the 4th of July, man. I was thinking about that last night. My wife looks at me. She goes, I can't believe it's already the 4th of July. I'm like, I know. It goes quick. I think about December or January, and it's kind of cold. You go outside, you know, the snow's on the ground, and you're bundling up. And I'm like, man, I can't wait for those July and August nights. And here they are. And they go by quick. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Doug Ferrara is going to join me at the top of the hour. So Doug wrote a really, really interesting article. And you can find Doug, USA Today, other places. He wrote an interesting article about the NFL and teams pivoting away from number one wide receivers. And whether or not you should or shouldn't, and if they need or don't need them. Thought it was really interesting because of the situation the Bills are in. So we'll talk with Doug about that. He also spoke with Josh Allen about chemistry with new receivers on the heels of some of the moves the Bills have made this year. So Doug Farrar at the top of the hour. We have a timeout here, though, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.